Underground Radio.
San Francisco's music, pow,
San Francisco's music, pow.
Hello, Bill and Tom in San Francisco.
John, hi, welcome to KYA.
Hi, how are you?
How's Yoko?
She's beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. John, a couple of questions. First of all, do you plan to come back to the United States soon?
Well, I applied for a visa yesterday from Montreal U.S. Embassy, and I'm hoping, you know, I'm just hoping.
John, exactly what are you doing in Canada right now?
We're holding a bedding for peace, and we're selling peace like you sell soap, and everybody's got to be aware that they can have peace if they want it, and as soon as they want.
That's beautiful.
Do something about it.
Is this another Amsterdam sleep-in for you?
Right, it is. This is a Montreal sleep-in.
How long will you be in Montreal, John, doing your number there?
We plan to do the bedding 7 days, and I think this is the fourth day. I'm not sure, you know, there's so much going on in this bedroom, I don't know what day it is.
Have you been in the bed, in the sleep-in the entire time that you've been in Montreal now?
Yeah, actually we snuck out yesterday morning to the American Embassy to apply for a visa, but it was a great secret.
What about this visa? What's the chance of it coming through?
Well, I really don't know, you know, it's in the air, I just hope for the best.
Okay, can we put a hypothetical question to you?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, what happens if the visa does come through and you are granted permission to come into the U.S.? Where will you go?
Well, then I don't know, you know. I'll go somewhere in the States, you know. I was originally heading for New York, but it depends.
Can we talk you to coming to the Love City, San Francisco, and doing your number here?
Well, we might just do that, you know. I mean, we've thought about Washington, New York, Berkeley, and San Francisco. You know, it's really us making a decision on that if we ever get in.
I think you've had a lot to do with the peace movement going on in Berkeley today.
You know, we've been screaming like mad from the don't kill themselves, and no bit of grass is worth that. No park is worth dying for.
Hello, John?
Hi, John Campbell.
Listen, we have some questions that some of our listeners have asked us to ask you.
Right.
If you'd be kind enough to answer a few, we'd appreciate it, okay?
Pleasure.
Okay, one question. Are the Beatles connected with a publication in England called the Beatles Monthly Book?
They're vaguely connected with it, yeah.
I see.
I mean, we don't own the rights to it or anything, but it's, they sort of got the rights. The people sort of took the, oh, I don't know, you know, but it's our book, all right. It's our fan magazine.
Okay, Randy Morris of Oakland had a question. He wanted to know, John, what is Hey Jude all about?
Anything you like, you know.
Anything you like. What about the future, the Beatles with ATV? Northern Publishing, since ATV has taken over control.
Well, I mean, we never had control, you know. All we did was to try and prevent somebody else taking control. You know, we never had the controlling interest in Northern songs, ever.
I see.
When somebody new came in, we just tried to stop them, and we did stop them getting complete control. They only have sort of, you know, three-quarter, they had to amalgamate, which makes them weaker.
I see, John. One other question. Brad Brewster of El Cerrito wanted to know, what city would you like to live in between these, Berkeley, San Francisco, or Los Angeles?
I really don't know, you know.
That's a good answer.
I spent more time in L.A., so maybe I'd go for Frisco, you know.
Good boy. John, I have a question for you. On Get Back, there's a title and a credit line at the end with Billy Preston.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you bring an outside person in for a Beatles song?
Well, I mean, we've often used other musicians on millions of records, you know. I can't understand it. And we just named Billy because Billy was playing a pretty funky piano solo, that's all. He used to play with Ray Charles' band, you know, and he came over and he signed up for Apple and George's producing an LP with him. And he's a groovy cat, and he just comes in and sits on the session and lays it on you, you know. And so we thought we'd give him a credit.
So you're just giving credit where credit's due, right?
It says with Billy Preston. It doesn't say Billy Preston instead of the Beatles. I mean, I don't understand how these myths get going.
Fine for you. Thanks for clearing it up. John?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom again. I'm curious, one thing, you cut this record, The Ballad of John and Yoko. What message are you trying to portray in this song?
I'm not portraying any message. I'm telling a story, like newspaper, you know. I'm telling a story about John and Yoko, and therefore about everyone, because we're all one. I am here, as you are me, and we are all together.
All together. Okay, what about the flip side, The Old Brown Shoe?
Well, that's George's song, and I just dig the sound of it. I haven't really got into the lyrics, you know. I'm getting out this old brown shoe, baby, I'm in love with you. That's good enough for me.
Okay, fine. This comes from Joan Kuvik, who wants to know, are you and Yoko doing a film together?
Yeah, we've made about 7 films so far, and we've got them in a brown paper bag at the moment, and we're trying to get distribution.
Okay. I mean, what about the future? Anything in the near future for another film?
Well, Yoko and I are filming all the time, you know. We're making a film of this event, and it'll be an amazing film when you see the goings-on in the bedroom.
Oh, really?
We got radio. No, not that kind of thing, now. Lay off, sir.
Okay.
We got radio station in here. We got people chanting Hare Krishna. We got visitors coming in, one after the other, in all strange outfits. It's really fantastic. You'll dig it.
Hey, great. Will this show in the U.S., do you think?
Well, I mean, we just got to get distribution for it. We maybe make an hour TV show, you know, sort of showing the bed in, the whole thing, and...
But, let me say, I mean, with the Beatles, you shouldn't have any difficulty getting distribution.
Oh, you're kidding. I couldn't even get Two Virgins out on Apple.
Well, you know, maybe things are changing for the better.
Yeah, I hope so. I believe it. They're getting better all the time.
In the past, it's been rather difficult to really be in touch with you and to talk to you, and all of a sudden it seems like you've made yourself readily available. Is there any reason for this change of heart, so to speak?
Peace! Okay?
Okay?
That's the reason, you know. I'm selling the product, so I'm back again.
You're back again? What are your plans? You're going to get in front of the public? You're going to go out on tour again? You're going to perform, or what? When can we see you? Where can we see you?
Well, I don't know. You get me in the States and I'll tell you that. The Beatles are four middle-aged teenagers who've got to make a democratic decision on whether they go on tour or not. And we're not agreed on it, so I don't know when. But John and Yoko will certainly perform.
That's great. Hey, what are the other guys doing now?
Paul's driving through Europe, last time I heard. Ringo's in the Bahamas, sort of half filming and half on holiday. And I don't know what George is doing. He's probably working.
I understand that the group recently purchased a Moog synthesizer, right?
Oh, Moog synthesizer, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, George has got it in his house, actually.
Are you using it?
With Hal out of 2001.
Are you working out details on it now? You're going to use it on a future session, maybe? Or what's the plan?
George has made an LP with it, you know. We've got this new output on Apple, which is called Zapple. And John and Yoko have just made a new album on it, and it's out about a couple of weeks. And George's electronic album's out at the same time. And we're going to have people like poets and, you know... It's called Zapple, so you know you get a surprise when you buy it.
That'll be something to look forward to. Hey, how about the next Beatles LP? What's in the workings now?
Well, we finished it, you know, and the most finished number on it was Get Back. We're doing this rehearsal for a show, which we never finished, so we got fed up and put the rehearsal out. And it sounds okay, you know, and there's chatting and messing about and all sorts on it. And then we got halfway through another album, so we stopped that. We got tired and took a break.
John, will the new LP, will it be a single LP or a double LP like the last one?
It'll be a single LP, but this one's got a book with it, you know, sort of a whole book of us making the LP, and we also made a film of it at the same time, so we've got to get that together.
Tell me about the film, please. I haven't heard this.
We made a sort of documentary of us making the album, and we got 68 hours of film there, so we got to do a bit of work with it.
Do we look forward...
All the traumas and the paranoia and all the different things that happen to you when you try and make a record.
Is there great hopes for this film being a movie production, or will it end up maybe like Magical Mystery Tour?
Well, if it does end up, I mean, it might end up like Magical Mystery Tour, only this time it'll be on the air.
John, we've been talking about what's happening now, what's been happening in the past. What about the future? What do you plan to do in the future?
I haven't got any specific plans, you know. I just plan to turn the people on to peace.
Turn the people on to peace?
Yeah.
How?
Through music, painting, drawing, books. Dancing, eating.
Okay, you've had a lot of spare time, John, in the boudoir, so to speak, with Yoko. In addition to many other activities, have you spent any time to composing songs?
Yeah, I've got a couple coming out, you know. I mean, I've written a couple since I've been on the road with Yoko. One of them's called Give Peace a Chance, which I'm going to record as soon as I can.
What made you all of a sudden go on this, I shouldn't call it a kick, but I am, this particular...
Peace kick, yeah.
Right, well, what has caused you all of a sudden do this, John?
It just sort of was a gradual development over years, you know. I mean, last year it was All You Need Is Love. This year it's All You Need Is Love and Peace, baby. Give peace a chance. Remember love. The only hope for any of us is peace. Violence begets violence. If you want to get peace, you can get it as soon as you like if we all pull together. You're all geniuses and you're all beautiful. You don't need anybody to tell you who you are or what you are. You are what you are. Get out there and get peace. Think peace, live peace, and breathe peace, and you'll get it as soon as you like, okay?
John, thanks for taking the time to call us. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It was great. Spread the word.
John, we will spread your word. Get into town soon. San Francisco needs you. Will you come down?
Yeah, I'd love to come. I'd really love to. Okay, bye-bye. See
bye-bye.
Peace.
KYA, since 1926, heard by everyone.